This is My Guys of the Desert with Stormy Bonantoni on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
It's another Femi Friday here on My Guys in the Desert, coming to you from the Circa Resort and Casino in downtown Las Vegas. Femi Abebefe once again in for Stormy Bonantoni. She's back on the road on the college football beat. We will speak with her later on in the show, so not a completely Stormy-less show here. So we will get to her and what she's up to out in Annapolis, Maryland. But first, as always, make sure to follow along with the show. Tweet us at VSiN Live, at Femi Abebefe. Make sure to tweet nice things as we try to interact with you guys all throughout the next hour. Jam-packed show for us. We have Kenny White joining us here in a matter of 5 minutes. But before we get to Kenny White, let's get to the top five stories you need to know as a sports bettor. Starting with number one, the Cleveland Browns last night defeated the Denver Broncos 17-14 on Thursday Night Football. The Browns now 4-3 straight up and against the spread. Broncos fall to 3-4 straight up and ATS, fourth straight loss for Denver here in this 2021 regular season. Interesting line movement with this game. It opened up 6 last Sunday, closed Browns minus 1.5. So a lot of the rather sharp bettors being able to bet both sides. And I will say I was included in that. I had Broncos plus 4.5 and Browns minus 1.5. We call that, folks, a middle, or as my girlfriend calls it, a doubly wobbly is how she described it last night. But that was not the best move. The best move for anybody last night was the DraftKings bettor who risked $30,000 to win $1.33 million on a four-team moneyline parlay. It included App State plus 180 over Coastal Carolina, the Kings plus 205 over the Blazers, Nuggets plus 195 over the Suns, and of course Browns minus 130 on the moneyline over the Denver Broncos. So congratulations to that gentleman who raked in a lot of cash. Number two storyline of the day, the Dolphins head coach Brian Flores says, quote, "Tua is our quarterback." Well, the reports seem to suggest otherwise. We continue to see a string of reports, most recently earlier this week, that the Dolphins are close with the Houston Texans to completing a trade for quarterback Deshaun Watson. Watson, of course, hasn't played so far here in the 2021 season. We were even hearing things about a potential three-team deal with the Washington football team and the Denver Broncos, who we saw last night, and their quarterback situation kind of in flux as it's been over the last handful of years since Peyton Manning retired. But in my opinion, too soon to give up on Tua. 12 career starts, 7-5. Just let him, as long as he can stay healthy, I think then we can make a proper evaluation on what Tua is or is not as an NFL quarterback. So don't give up on Tua, Dolphins. That would be my advice as you trudge along here this 1-5 season for the Miami Dolphins in 2021. Number three in the NFL, of course, Friday is all about the injury roundup, and we have a lot of them, starting in this Bears-Bucks game, and Tampa Bay will be without the following players. Rob Gronkowski, who's dealing with a rib injury, this will be his third straight missed game. Antonio Brown, who is dealing with an ankle injury, he's out, as will linebacker Lavonte David. He will miss this game against the Chicago Bears. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers right now an 11-point favorite, 12 actually on the consensus line, are the Buccaneers at home against the Chicago Bears. Another storyline, the Carolina Panthers, at least another injury, they'll be without three key players in their own right. Two wide receivers, Kenny Golladay, Kadarius Toney, and running back Saquon Barkley, all out. And for the Washington Packers game, wide receiver Curtis Samuel, he will be out for the Washington football team, as the football team are 8-point underdogs in Green Bay. Bengals Ravens, though, they'll be without wide receiver Sammy Watkins, running back Latavius Murray. And in the Chiefs Titans game, the Titans have a couple of their receivers playing. At least we expect both of them to be playing. Wide receiver A.J. Brown, who's dealing with food poisoning all throughout the week, dealt with it a little bit before the game against the Bills on Monday night. He is expected to play, as well wide receiver Julio Jones, who is dealing with a hamstring. He is expected to play. And of course, in Sunday Night Football, this is an important one to note out there, quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo is in for the San Francisco 49ers against the Indianapolis Colts. Trey Lance has been ruled out. Number four storyline of the day, Ben Simmons. He's talking to his teammates, at least. We're making progress in Philadelphia. Reports are that Ben Simmons arrived to the Philadelphia 76ers facility early this morning, met with Doc Rivers, met with Joel Embiid, and other teammates, but he will not play in tonight's game against the Brooklyn Nets. Simmons, of course, had to meet with medical professionals as well. As of right now, reportedly, he is not mentally ready to play in the NBA. So the whole Ben Simmons, Philadelphia 76ers drama that's going on, at least a little bit of positive news here on a Friday. And the number five storyline, the Major League Baseball playoffs rolling along. The NLCS shifts back to Atlanta tomorrow. Dodgers last night defeated the Braves 11-2. How about Chris Taylor? Becomes the first player in league history to hit three home runs in an elimination game. Absolutely outstanding in a tight spot there for the Dodgers. Game six, though, tomorrow in Atlanta. 2:08 Pacific time, Max Scherzer against Ian Anderson. A series price right now, Braves minus 225, Dodgers plus 190. Looking a little tasty there for the Dodgers if you think that they can rally behind and get back into this series. The ALCS Game 6 is tonight in Houston. It's Nathan Eovaldi versus Luis Garcia. Astros minus 115 on the money line. Red Sox minus 105. Series price, though, Astros minus 425. Red Sox plus 360. Of course, Houston leads the series 3-2, needing just one win to advance to the World Series and win the American League pennant. So those are your five storylines here on a Femi Friday. And my guys in the desert, and one of our guys in the desert that we're bringing in here, Kenny White. We missed him last week of the sports line, thepowerratings.com and CBS Sports HQ. Of course, we're going to go throughout all the NFL and college football stuff, but starting in the National Football League, Kenny got a big game coming up here this Sunday between the Eagles and the Las Vegas Raiders. Right now, the Raiders are 3-point favorites, but it looks like that could be headed towards 2.5. What do you make of this game here at Allegiant Stadium Sunday afternoon?
Hey, Femi, great information. Love to start the show with you. Listening away, I'm writing down notes. Players out. You gave a great injury report. Great information for everybody listening. Yeah, I am seeing some 2.5s right now and some 3 even monies. I'm kind of shocked at that a little bit. Philadelphia Eagles are a below average football team. Jalen Hurts still right now in his career slightly below average. He still needs some more experience. The Raiders, I really think this locker room was very divided at first glance of what happened with John Gruden. They went into the Chicago Bear game divided. They came out of that game finding out more information, and this entire team came together and realized that John Gruden needed to go. They played such a great game against Denver. Now, Denver hasn't looked like a great win after their last 4 losses, but they have played some good competition. Denver still is a good football team. They do have injuries. But the Raider team, I think that they came together. Playing at home this week will be a nice spot for them. I thought this number should have been more in the 4.5, 5.5 range. So laying 3 for me here with the Raiders, I think I have a very good value. I like the way the offensive line finally played last week. They're kind of gelling a little bit. And Carr looked really good, too. I think they did a great job bringing in the special teams coach to be the head coach, leaving the offensive coordinator and defensive coordinator in position to do their job. So I think all is well with the Raiders, and I really think this team is all pulling in the rope in one direction together.
Yeah, I'll have a pick on this game on Point Spread Sunday, which you can catch here on VSiN from 5 to 7 a.m. Pacific time, 8 to 10 a.m. on the East Coast. But Kenny, the next game I want to get to, Kansas City Chiefs taking on the Tennessee Titans. The consensus line I'm looking at right now is Chiefs minus 4.5 with a total 57.5. I mean, what do we expect in Nashville come this Sunday afternoon?
Fireworks. Great. Two really good offenses and no defense. The Chiefs defense is what it is. It's a very poor defense. They're well below average. They're in the bottom third of the NFL, and the Tennessee Titans defense is not much better. This offense is tough to stop, though, with Derrick Henry. You know, the NFL being a passing league as it is, you still need to be able to run the football. And the Titans do it the best of anybody with their running back. So they had a great game against Buffalo. I don't think there'll be a letdown here in this situation. I think you're going to see a great effort from them. Very high-scoring game. But, yeah, I'm on the home team here, plus 4.5, until the Chiefs make some type of transactions to pick up some defensive players to help this defense out. They are going to be in for a long year. They're going to be in a lot of high-scoring football games.
I think the game of the day, at least on Sunday for this week 7 slate in the NFL, is Bengals and the Baltimore Ravens. I mean, it's not a sexy slate, but when you look at that game, the two AFC North teams, it's pretty good on paper, at least. Right now, Ravens are 6.5-point favorites with a total of 46. What do you make of this whole Bengals momentum, Kenny? And do you think that this team is for real, or is this kind of smoke and mirrors and they've had a favorable schedule thus far?
Yeah, I'm going to go with the favorable schedule. Things have fell right for them. I think Zach Keller is doing a nice job there and building a program, an organization, and they are on the right track. But I'm still going to say they're a slightly below average NFL football team this week up against one of the better teams in the NFL. And Baltimore, one of the best coaching jobs of John Harbaugh. This guy just knows talent. He does a great job. Injuries do not affect this team. They just fill in with the next guy up. So a great job by Harbaugh. And I'm also going to say, watch Lamar Jackson the last couple of weeks. This guy's the real deal. I think he's one of the top three quarterbacks in the NFL. He can make all the throws. He's been getting so much smarter in the pocket of when to run, when not to run. So you got the entire package. You got a well-coached football team. That being said, though, I think the number's just about right at 6.5 because the Bengals are playing with a little bit of a momentum and a little bit of confidence, and it's going to take a couple of losses maybe to destroy that confidence, but I can't lay it here. I do like the way both teams are playing, and I give props to both coaches.
Real quick here, Kenny, about 20 seconds. Do you get involved in these big spread games? We have three of them in the afternoon window alone.
Yeah, and I don't like to. Unexpected outcomes come in these games. You get too many backdoor covers, or you just get teams that just don't, they don't come to play because maybe they're looking ahead. So I'll pass on the big point spreads.
Tell you what, Kenny, I might have a play on one of them here, but just because I'm a sicko and I like to sweat games out here. But Kenny, hang tight with us. We're going to talk some college football because I got a big slate, of course, coming up tomorrow. So we'll discuss that on the other side of the break. But first, download the free OddsTrader.com app to compare betting odds from licensed sports books, access injury reports, in-game action, and much more. Go to OddsTrader.com. It is My Guys in the Desert on a Femi Friday. Hang with us. We're talking college football with Kenny White on the other side.
Listening to My Guys in the Desert with Stormy Bonantoni on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Welcome back. This segment of My Guys in the Desert is presented by Zyn Nicotine Pouches. Zyn is working to create a world where you can enjoy life on your own terms. Zyn Nicotine Pouches are a smoke-free, spit-free, and hassle-free tobacco alternative that can be enjoyed on the go anywhere and anytime, so you never miss a minute of the game or the tailgate party. Available in 10 varieties, including spearmint, coffee, and citrus. Zyn can be found at convenience stores nationwide, so you can find your Zyn wherever you are. Zyn's nicotine pouches are clean and discreet with no lingering smell. Plus, it's easy to use indoors or out, making it the perfect complement to your everyday. Also, Zyn comes in two strengths, so you have control over your nicotine satisfaction. Zyn contains nicotine and is only for adult nicotine consumers 21 plus. Learn more and find your local retailer at Zyn.com. That's Zyn.com. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. It is My Guys in the Desert coming to you from the Circa Resort and Casino in downtown Las Vegas. Femi Abebefe in for Stormy Bonantoni. We'll check in with her in just a matter of moments. Kenny White, though, hanging out with us on a fabulous Friday as we talk college football. Week number 8, Kenny, is flying by. One of the games of the day is an afternoon out there. Oregon at UCLA. The Bruins right now 1-point favorites over the 10th ranked Oregon Ducks, total of 60.5. Where do you stand in this game between the Ducks and the Bruins?
Yeah, I think it's two teams kind of going in opposite directions right now. Oregon kind of seems to play to the level of the competition, but has underachieved so far. And Mario Cristobal has underachieved as the Oregon head coach. 19-21 ATS since he started there. Just 5-8 ATS his last 13 games. Where Chip Kelly, best team he's had. When I handicapped his team back in March and April, felt very good about where they were at. The recruits that he's brought in, upgraded the defense. Dorian Thompson-Robinson, a quarterback, outstanding quarterback, knows the offense, runs it well. This was going to be a good year, I felt, for UCLA. They have not disappointed. 5-2 ATS is Chip Kelly. He's up against his old team. This is where he got started. Got started in New Hampshire, got the offensive coordinator job at Oregon, then got the head coach's job, and made that program what it is today. He has revenge, 0-2 against the Ducks since he's been at UCLA. Third time's a charm. I think he gets the win on Saturday.
Yeah, this UCLA team, I'm a Washington Husky fan, so I saw them up close and personal last Saturday, and let's say it wasn't a pleasant Saturday for me. Moving along, Clemson taking on Pittsburgh. And Kenny, I had a double take when I looked at the odds board on this one. Pitt is favored over Clemson. Right now, the Panthers laying 3 with a total of 47.5. I mean, I get that Clemson has been terrible, Kenny, but come on. What are we doing here?
Yeah, I hear you, but they have so many injuries, Femi. It's I have 5 guys on offense starting right now out of the 11 that I had starting the season. Only 6 on defense as well. The defense has played great, and they've filled in real nice with a lot of athletic players, and I knew they had a lot of experience, a lot of depth on defense. They just don't have it on the offensive side. Too many injuries. Third string running back, a couple of second string wide receivers. Offensive line is banged up. They are going backwards on offense. The defense has been great. So I'm going to go under this total. Pat Narduzzi, Pittsburgh's coach, a very solid defensive football coach. And I think that this is the type of game that both teams need this game. This is a playoff type of game. I think this is the first game Clemson's really going to play since that Georgia game, the beginning of the year, that they know they got to win this game. But this will keep them in hopes. It'll keep them in one game reach of Wake Forest, who they do play at home later in the year. So, yeah, big game for both clubs under the total.
So you're taking the under. If you had to play the side, which side would you lean toward?
Yeah, my numbers, I have Pittsburgh 5. I made them 5 in this game. But I do not want to bet against Clemson because I am rooting for this team to get players back from injury and get healthy and make a run. I'd love to see Clemson make a run.
We're speaking with Kenny White of the Sportsline, thepowerratings.com, and CBS Sports HQ. Ken, we have another game where there's an unranked team at home that's favored over a ranked team between Oklahoma State and Iowa State. The Cyclones laying 7 at home against Oklahoma State, total of 47. You liked the unranked team in UCLA and Oregon. Do you like the unranked team again here in Ames tomorrow afternoon?
Yes, I do. Amazing. Unranked team favorite over the 8th ranked team in the country. It just shows you the AP poll, a popularity poll by records and not really how talented these teams are. Iowa State's defense is one of the top 10 in college football. This defense is loaded. Brock Purdy has played much better the last couple of games. I like the way they're playing. Matt Campbell has owned the conference, 31-18 ATS in conference games the last 5 years. Oklahoma State has kind of done it with smoke and mirrors. Their defense is very, very good. They are solid on the defensive side. But the offense under Spencer Sanders, one-dimensional, very much just a run game, 101st in college football in yards per play. I think this is all Iowa State in this football game. I made them 10.5 here. Not a huge difference. But my really belief is Matt Campbell pulls out this win and does win by double digits.
Yeah, that's one I kind of circled on my betting card here. Haven't made a bet yet, but I'm probably have something by kickoff tomorrow afternoon between Oklahoma State and Iowa State. I mentioned that I'm a Washington Husky fan. It's been a rough 2021 for them. We both liked them preseason, Kenny, and it's just all falling apart. Well, they're playing tonight against the Arizona Wildcats in Tucson. Right now, the Huskies, 17.5 point favorites with a total of 45.5. And I get that Arizona's terrible, but from what the Huskies I've seen thus far, shouldn't be laying 17.5 against anybody in the country.
Yeah, 94th in NCAA football in offensive efficiency. Arizona's 117th, so 2 very poor offensive clubs, and it gets worse for Arizona. They've lost their number 1 and number 2 quarterbacks to season-ending injuries. They will be using redshirt freshman William Plummer at quarterback. His 2 backups, Luke Ashford and Braden Zermano, are both non-scholarship players. So Plummer is the last scholarship quarterback on the roster. I don't think that Jed Fisher can take a chance with him tonight. I think they've got to be very conservative on offense. The Washington defense is still for real. They're the real deal. They're very solid off defensively. So I have a very low scoring game here under the total of 46.5. Just keep an eye on that quarterback situation. If Plummer goes out to injury, Washington should win this game easily as well.
Yeah, it looks like maybe a live bet game, just kind of seeing how both teams enter this contest. It's a tonight game happening tonight. It's a nice Friday night Pac-12 After Dark edition out there in Tucson. In the Big Ten, I want to ask you about this game, Kenny. It's a night game in Bloomington, Ohio State taking on Indiana. Buckeyes 21-point favorites with a total of 59. Is Ohio State back? Are we back to believing? I know they had the loss to Oregon, but what do you think of these Buckeyes coming out of the bye here?
Yeah, that's a team that's getting better because they're getting more experience. They've had the talent. We knew how much talent the recruiting class every year in the top five, but the experience is something they didn't have. They were the least experienced team in the Big Ten conference coming in, besides Northwestern. Those were the two less experienced football clubs. But obviously, this type of talent, you start to get a couple games under your belt, you're going to get better and better. But Indiana's played a very tough schedule. Still think Tom Allen's a very good football coach. Hard for me to lay this type of number. I think the number is right on in this game. You're going to see Indiana's best effort, obviously, here in this football game. If Ohio State takes them lightly at all, should be a game. But if not, and Ohio State, that week off, does them good, you might see a run up the score here. That's the type of game I like to play in game to see how it starts out.
In the SEC, there's a lot of uncertainty in this game between LSU and Ole Miss. LSU, of course, we've had the news of Ed Orgeron, who is now going to be stepping away from the job at the end of the season, but will still continue to coach the remainder of this year. Ole Miss, we don't know the quarterback situation. Lane Kiffin was kind of just these veiled comments about Matt Corral's status. We expect him to play. But what do you make of this game out here? It's a total right now of 76.5 with the Ole Miss Rebels laying 7.5 at home.
Yeah, another up-tempo, high-scoring game. But, if you don't have Matt Corral, and he is pretty beat up. He has had to run and leave the pocket so often. The offensive line has kind of let them down a little bit. LSU, Eddie Orgeron, I knew he was a favorite of the players, and it showed last week how they came to play for him. This could be a little bit of a letdown game after that big effort. If Corral's playing, I like Mississippi here in this game to win by double digits.
There you go, Mississippi to win by double digits. Kenny, any other plays you want to give us before you get out of here and enjoy the rest of your weekend?
I think that's quite a bit. That under in the Washington game is one of my top plays. I do like NC State a lot this weekend at Miami. Miami's down now 2-4. I can see more Wolfpack fans in the crowd than Hurricane fans in that one, so there's no home advantage. NC State does come in with revenge in that game. They lost last year 44-41 at home. So, yeah, go Wolfpack. Let's keep it rolling.
There you go. A little bonus action from Kenny there. Always a pleasure to have you on, Kenny. Appreciate you joining us here on My Guys in the Desert. We'll talk next week.
Thanks, Emmy. Have a great week.
All right. That is Kenny White of the Sports Line, thepowerratings.com, and CBS Sports HQ. Interesting stuff that he said there. That UCLA-Oregon game to me is – it's like I mentioned, I have a bet on it. You'll have to tune in to Point Spread Saturday, tomorrow morning, 8 to 10 Pacific or Eastern time, 5 to 7 Pacific, because I would like to unveil that play on there. Also, that Oklahoma State, Iowa State game. I think I might join Kenny on that. The Cyclones is a good side. It's an interesting one that's been circled, like I mentioned. So we'll see how that one just progresses as we get closer to kickoff in college football week number 8. But let's go back to the professional ranks. On the other side, Chris Andrews, the sportsbook director of the South Point Hotel Casino, joins us here on My Guys in the Desert. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
You're listening to My Guys in the Desert with Stormy Bonantoni on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
If you're looking for more sports betting discussion around your local Bet Rivers has you covered. Bet Rivers has launched a series of CityCasts designed to tackle sports betting from the local perspective. There are CityCasts in Chicago, Detroit, Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, LA, and now Denver. Subscribe to your local CityCast wherever you get your podcasts. It's My Guys in the Desert coming to you on the Femi Friday here from the Circa Resort and Casino in downtown Las Vegas. We're going to talk to Chris Andrews, the sportsbook director of the South Point Hotel Casino, in just a bit. But first, folks, it's time to cringe. It's time to put in that bet that makes you go, oh. That's for Steph, our producer. She likes that noise. Let's go here. My number one cringeworthy play of the week comes to the National Football League, the Detroit Lions, plus 16.5 against the Los Angeles Rams. It's the Jared Goff, Matthew Stafford revenge game. Head coach Dan Campbell publicly challenged Goff after last game, saying that he needs more from the quarterback. And I think the team is going to rally around QB1. They know what this game means to Jared Goff after that trade from last winter. I mean, Jared Goff's name has just been drugged through the mud about how he was not a peer to McVay, how McVay was the puppet master. Look, He was drafted number one overall for a reason, and I think he shows us why come Sunday. And when you talk about this Detroit Lions team, yeah, they're 0-6 straight up, but we care about the money. They're 3-3 against the spread, and those three victories as underdogs came against the San Francisco 49ers when they were plus 9.5, the Baltimore Ravens when they were plus 7.5, and week 5 against the Vikings at plus 10. This team covers big numbers. They probably should have covered week 2 against the Green Bay Packers. The back door will be open, and I think the Detroit Lions do just enough to cover and get within that back door and cover those plus 16.5 tickets. The Detroit Lions, my number one cringeworthy play. Number two, J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets. New York Jets plus 7 against the New England Patriots. Jets are coming off the bye. They're healthier. They've had a lot of time to prepare. Their defense actually is rather frisky under head coach Robert Saleh. Now, important to note, the health of their linebackers is key. CJ Mosley, now a game time decision. So make sure you get that confirmation first before placing this bet. But my number one reason for this bet is I don't think the Patriots are good. I'll say it straight up. I think they're a below average team that's coached by a Hall of Fame head coach. And that's the only reason they get respect in the market. The Cowboys last week were begging the Patriots to win that game, and they still couldn't do it. In fact, New England's offense, not good enough. And if you have a bad offense, there's no way you should be laying a touchdown, especially in a division game. I get what Belichick did to Zach Wilson last time they played in week number 2, but guess what? Zach Wilson has 2 weeks to prepare for this one. I think Mike LaFleur, Robert Saleh, that coaching staff, puts together a good enough game plan to make this a close game in Foxborough. So, folks, those are my two cringeworthy plays. And as sports bettors, you got to be willing to get it out the mud. And that's what we're doing with those plays. Lions plus 16.5 and Jets plus 7. All right, this guy, he doesn't really get it out of the mud. He's more so the one that takes our money. Is Chris Andrews, the sportsbook director at the South Point Hotel and Casino. Chris, I know last week was a bad one for the books. Let's wash our hands from it. We're turning a new leaf. It's a new chapter. So how you doing out there at the South Point this week?
I'm doing okay, Femi, but you even had me cringing with some of those plays. I'm rooting for you on both, but I'm going to be cringing myself. But, that's what gets the dough in the NFL. I hate to tell everybody out there, you got to sell high and buy low. And you're buying pretty low on those two teams. But you know what? That's how you win money in this racket.
We're buying out of the basement. And like you just heard it from the man himself, that's what gets the dough. So you got to be willing to get it out the mud, folks, for those who are taking notes at home. But Chris, I wanted to ask you, we have a full slate of games I want to get to. But first, the Sunday night football game, Indianapolis Colts, San Francisco 49ers. Just within the hour, we learned that Jimmy Garoppolo is, in fact, going to start for the 49ers. Have you seen any late Niner money coming in this afternoon with that news coming out just moments ago?
No, you know, we kind of suspected that as of yesterday. We thought that that was going to be the case. And even early in the week, we opened this game 3.5 with a bet up to 4. So I have a feeling that, you know, the guys in the know kind of realized that that was going to be the case when it was. We sort of had, even though it wasn't formally announced yesterday, we kind of got the hint that it was pretty much a done deal. So when it came through today, no real money showed. I mean, certainly not yet anyway, and I don't think it's going to. I don't think there's that much of a difference, really, now that he's healthy. We kind of thought he was going to be in all week.
Cardinals, or rather Carolina and New York, the Panthers and Giants, that line has bounced back and forth at the South Point. I saw 2.5 earlier in the week. Now I'm seeing 3 with a total of 43. What are you guys seeing behind the window with this game? It's an early window kickoff there at 10 a.m. out there in the Meadowlands.
Yeah, you know, Femi, you never know which game is going to all of a sudden attract a bunch of attention. And this one has strictly to do with the number. Like I said, we've been back and forth. The truth, I can't even count how many times between 2.5 and 3. But we got moved again today. You know, I mean, guys come in and bet, and I know Jimmy posted a ticket, I think, the other day, 20,000 on the Giants plus the 3. So if that guy's around, he's welcome to come back in again and play. But we've been back and forth a lot, and I think this is, you know, one of those games, not very interesting on paper, but. You know, family, like they say, they don't play games on paper. They play them on TV sets. And if you want to get the 3 or the 2.5, this is the place to do it.
Definitely. That's Chris Andrews, the South Point Hotel and Casino Sports Book Director, chatting with here on My Guys in the Desert. Another game, Chris, that could have made my cringeworthy list. Washington football team at the Green Bay Packers. Packers right now an 8-point favorite with a total of 48. Washington team's seeing money here, Chris.
Yeah, I don't know. I missed this one, Femi. This is an ugly one. But we opened the game 10. They took 10, 9.5, 9, and 8.5. I mean, they walked me all the way down on this one. So come kickoff, looks like we'll be rooting for the Packers pretty good.
Oh.
It's a lot of money, a lot of sharp money on Washington. You know, the weather looks fine, so I'm not sure exactly what the handicap was here. I thought 10 as the opening number was okay. But, you know, like I said, we're down to 8, and you know, we're probably going to be needing the Packers come post up. But you never know. These things have a way of turning around, too, once the public gets involved. But they haven't gotten involved yet, I can tell you that.
It's amazing these teams that the respected bettors or the betting community kind of latch on to. And since the offseason, we've been hearing about this Washington football team and their defense, and it hasn't come to fruition here in 2021. So maybe Sunday will be the day. But Chiefs and the Tennessee Titans, Chiefs laying 5, total of 57.5. I'd imagine this one is seeing a lot of action for you guys there at the South Point.
Yeah, this is probably the best bet game of the week. We opened the Chiefs 4, and then we wound up closing it when the Titans played Monday night. Then we reopened it Monday morning, you know, Tuesday morning. I reopened it at 4.5 just because the market was a little higher. But I kind of like the Titans in this spot. I think that's a big number. I think, you know, Derrick Henry, I think, is going to have a really good day against the Chiefs. Anyway, they laid me the 4.5. They laid me the 5 and went up to 5.5. Then they took back the 5.5. So this game's seeing a lot of action, a lot of two-way action. And, you know, between 4.5 and 5.5, you know, and I know 5 show up more than they used to, but I'm not all that concerned about a number falling. As I speak, it's probably going to happen. But I'm not all that concerned about it. But a lot of action on this game, and it's nice when you have, you know, big money with differing opinions. And that's exactly what we have here. And that's, for a bookmaker, that's kind of a dream come true.
Yeah, it's a rematch of the 2019 AFC title game. That saw the Chiefs win that game and go on to win the Super Bowl a couple weeks later. Switching over to college football, USC, Notre Dame, two storied powerhouse programs. But USC, not so much in 2021. The Fighting Irish right now, 7-point favorites with a total of 59. I'd imagine that this game is seeing quite a bit of interest with it being in that late afternoon, kind of early evening time slot.
Yeah, I think by the time we're done on Saturday, this will be our highest bet game of the day. Even now, it's right up there. excuse me. We have mostly Notre Dame money, but I got a lot of USC money on the money line. So it's one of those weird games. We can get, you know, as of now, but, you know, Femi, we're still a long ways away.
Mm-hmm.
If we can get Notre Dame to win by like 1-6, that would be kind of like the golden score for us. But tons of action on this one, and I think when everything is said and done at the end of the day, this will be the highest bet game of the day. Two storied franchises, like you said. Although they're both kind of down a little bit this year, but nonetheless, when they square off, it's always a classic matchup.
Real quick here, Chris, in about 30, 45 seconds, BYU Washington State is on our list. And right now, the BYU Cougars are 4-point favorites with a total of 56. What are you guys seeing behind the window with that game?
A lot of drama in this one, you know, with Washington State lost their head coach and a couple of their assistants, and BYU has gotten a ton of money, pushed us up from, I think we opened the game 2. Yeah, we did. And but now they started taking back some money on Wash State. So there's always surprises every week, but this is a heavily bet game with a lot of opinions and a lot of money behind it.
A lot of money behind it, indeed. That's an interesting game there, Chris. Real quick, Clemson Pitt. What do you like in this game here tonight? Which side are you going on? I'm seeing Clemson as a 3-point dog for tomorrow afternoon's game.
Yeah, we were up to 4 in this one before they finally came back and took. Hang on a second. Yeah, go ahead. That's okay. Just getting bet as we speak on the Eagles game. Anyway, I like Pitt a little bit. And people know I'm from Pittsburgh, but I'm not a Pitt fan. I'm a Penn State fan. So strictly unbiased opinion, I like Pitt in this one.
There you go. The Pitt Panthers, 3.5-point favorites with a total of 48. That is Chris Andrews, the sportsbook director at the South Point Hotel and Casino. Chris, thank you very much. Have a good weekend.
Okay, family. See you later, buddy.
All right, we're back after this.
Listen to My Guys of the Desert with Stormy Bonantoni on VSiN, the sports betting network.
The Sports Betting National Championship is coming up November 5th through the 7th, and VSiN will provide coverage from the main event all weekend long, including live on-location updates for all the action. Visit VSiN.com/SBNC for more information and learn how you can enter for a chance to test your skills and win cash, including the $1 million top prize. That's VSiN.com/SBNC. It is Femi Friday coming to you from the Circa Resort and Casino. And folks, as you can tell, we have turned the lights out. The lights went out here actually at the Circa Resort and Casino. So I think they got wind of my cringeworthy plays. I think it was too hot to handle that it just blew a circuit or something. So we're working to get the lights back on. But like every MVP must do, we continue and just roll right on through the punches. And speaking of MVP, let's get to the power rankings. Here are my top five MVP bets to make today. Odds, of course, courtesy of DraftKings. Starting with number five, Derrick Henry at 20-1. Henry leads the league in rushing yards per game, and rushing TDs. Check this. Next closest player in touchdowns to him has 5 touchdowns. He doubles the competition. Also has 260 more rushing yards than the next closest player in terms of yards. He'd be higher on my list, but let's face it, the voters are not going to vote for a running back to win most valuable player. Unfortunately, or maybe fortunately, if you're falling into one of these categories, the nerds have infiltrated the football discourse. It's been happening for about 5 years, and they have proven that running backs, quote unquote, do not matter. Henry matters, but not enough to win MVP. Make sure to always know that a running back hasn't won the award since 2012 with Adrian Peterson. Number four, the number four MVP bet I would make today, Patrick Mahomes at 18-1. I know the Chiefs have stumbled, but Mahomes leads the league in passing touchdowns and is second in the league in QBR. The wins are coming now that the schedule is getting softer. I mean, the first 5 weeks, they had the Browns, Ravens, Chargers, and Bills. Good chance the Kansas City Chiefs are favored in every game the rest of the season. And of course, their defense is poor, so that's going to require Mahomes to put up crazy numbers if they're going to win these games down the stretch. Don't forget about Mahomes. 18-1 is rather juicy. Number three, Tom Brady at 8-1. Have you seen his stats? Brady leads the league in passing yards with 2,064 and passing yards per game. Also, 17 touchdowns versus just 3 interceptions, and the schedule is cupcake soft. Good chance that they probably win 14, maybe even 15 games. When you have the whole narrative of Brady being the oldest quarterback, 44 years old, he happens to also be the greatest quarterback of all time. That is my number three MVP bet, Tom Brady at 8-1. Number two, Matthew Stafford at 12-1. It's kind of quiet around Stafford and the Rams, but Stafford leads the league in QBR, 16 touchdowns versus 4 INTs, already has a win over Brady and the Buccaneers. Schedule coming up rather weak. They played the Giants last week, play the Lions this week. Up next, they have the Texans and the Titans, so a lot of opportunity for Stafford to put up pretty big numbers. But number one, Lamar Jackson at 12-1. No player means more to their team than Lamar means to the Baltimore Ravens. Entering this week, Lamar is top 10 in passing yards and top 10 in rushing yards. He accounts for 82% of the Ravens' offensive output this season. The Ravens lead the league in players on injured reserve with 17. So the narrative is building. Lamar's keeping it all together, and their schedule sets up really well. I mean, they're in the midst of a stretch of 4 straight home games in 5 weeks. Their next 4 games, home for Bengals, home for Vikings, at Dolphins, at Bears. They could easily win all 4. The train is running, folks. And of course, they have 2 late season matchups. Home for Packers, home for Rams. If they win those games, we'll have wins over MVP candidates Aaron Rodgers and Matthew Stafford. So Lamar is my number one MVP bet that I would bet today at 12-1. Kyler, Dak, and Josh Allen, value's gone. Those guys are the clear contenders. Don't bet those guys today. The value is long gone. Tell you what, the value isn't long gone on this Femi Friday on My Guys in the Desert. Because coming up right now, we have Stormy Bonantoni. Stormy, you're usually in this seat. It's a little chaotic, as I'm sure you've heard here on this Friday. I shut the lights out. They didn't know what to do with my cringeworthy plays. Can you give us an update on the latest edition of Airport Sweats or Terminal Sweats of something you might have been having going on in the betting world yesterday evening?
I was just going to tell you, you're the real MVP. Forget Lamar Jackson. You're the MVP for everything you're handling out there, my man. But yes, every week, you know, the travel chronicles continue for me, and my flight got delayed again.
Oh boy.
And the thing sweating last night, which did not hit for me. I was very frustrated, was the darn UNLV Rebels. That's what I get for trusting in the Rebs. I had them plus four against San Jose State. They should have won the dang game. They were down seven, got the ball with 7 minutes to go, and ran out of time. Like, how does that happen? You're that bad team. So, yeah, that was my night. And then I, of course, rolled into BWI, got out here in Annapolis. I didn't get into my hotel room until, like, 4 a.m. Eastern. So I'm roughing it today, but excited for a fun game. Navy and Cincinnati.
Yeah, you're in Annapolis, Maryland for Navy Cincinnati. That one kicks off at noon. I have two questions for you, Stormy. One, will you wake up on time for a noon game on the East Coast? And two, do you think the committee will put Cincinnati in the college football playoff if they're able to run the table?
One, pray for me. I better wake up. I need to, especially because college game day needs a hit from me before kickoff.
Oh my God, that's even earlier.
I know, I got to be out there at 9 Eastern, so, you know, we'll see how that one goes. But yes, this is going to be my first time getting to see the eye test of Cincinnati in person, so I think that'll maybe cement my decision a little bit, or my view of the Bearcats, rather, after this game. But I have them making the playoff in my mind, because I think that Alabama is going to be a two-loss team, so I think they'll be out. That's just my view of it. I think Georgia's too good. I think if it comes down to that SEC championship, Georgia wins, Alabama's out, and Cincinnati ideally should be undefeated. They've got big wins at Notre Dame, hard place to play, at Temple. I mean, yeah, they did beat Temple, but at Indiana. And then they have SMU still on their schedule. The only upcoming game, I think, that could be another ranked opponent, ideally, for them to knock off on the road. And so it's going to come down to how well do they play in these games, right? Because a game like Navy this week, you're still not going to get the full effect of the type of team Cincinnati is. You're playing a triple option team and a team in Navy that has struggled this year. They only have one win. But Cincinnati is one of just two teams in the country right now that's top 10 nationally in scoring and scoring defense. They have the best defense in the red zone all season this year. And so not only do you have Desmond Ridder and Jerome Ford and these guys who are getting it done offensively, but defensively they have it too. They're very balanced on both sides of the ball. I like their outlook a lot. I think they are a contender, not a pretender, Femi.
I love it. Right now, they're plus 105 to make the playoff at DraftKings. And you have a play on, we'll get to the games that you've bet now, because obviously we're staying away from Cincinnati Navy, but you have a play on a game in Ames, Iowa, Oklahoma State taking on Iowa State. We just had Kenny White on earlier. He said that he's taking the Cyclones. Looks like you guys are going head-to-head, Stormy. Be careful.
Come on, Kenny. I thought we were in this together. I like Oklahoma State here. Touchdown dogs at an unranked Iowa State this weekend, despite the fact that Oklahoma State's won 8 of the last 10 meetings. They're ranked 8th in the country, 6-0 this year. I get that the Cyclones have bounced back from what was kind of like a tough early start, and they might be the more balanced team in this game, but I mean, there's just no way they should be a full touchdown favorite to me. Hell, their wins recently are from Kansas and Kansas State. I think it's a close game, probably a field goal either way, but the touchdown doesn't do it for me. So I'd take Oklahoma State plus 7. And if you're feeling frisky, I like the money line play.
Oh, the money line. How about that? That'd be an interesting one out there for the Cowboys. In the NFL, though, we have it listed right now. You're TBD with the Detroit Lions. The Detroit Lions was my cringeworthy play. What can I say to get you onto my side and we can ride this thing out together with Jared Goff going back to SoFi and getting some revenge?
They're 3-3 against the spread, Femi, and I feel like every time I bet them to cover, they don't. And every time I don't bet it, they don't. I just don't know what to do. Obviously, the number's huge. It's at, I think, 16.5 right now. But yeah, I like the triple revenge game factor, right? Because you have Matt Stafford, his old team, Jared Goff against his old team, then the game within the game of Goff and Sean McVay looking for revenge against each other for how everything went down.
Uh-huh.
I might be with you. Money in on the Lions, especially with the number as high as it is. I think it could be like a 35-21 type of a game. But what I really like here are some of the props in this game, because I think that the Rams offense is going to have a really good day. Matt Stafford over 286 pass yards and Cooper Kupp over 7.5 receptions. Kupp is Stafford's favorite target. He averages 10 to 13 targets per game. Only one game this year he's had fewer than seven catches. So I really, nine loves 10. They're just the perfect little duo. Stafford's favorite guy. And I mean, Stafford's gone over 300 yards this year. I think he makes it four tonight, though, over 286.
Hey, just to inform you, we're going head-to-head Patriots and Jets. I'm on Jets plus +7. Stormy, good luck tomorrow in Annapolis, Maryland, and make sure to wake up on time. All right, that does it for my guys in the desert. We wrap things up here. Make sure to stick around for us. The Rush Hour with Danny Burke coming up next.